Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host today is Ruth Wallasoff. And we're having a wonderful conversation with Diane Ficalora, who is giving us ideas on how we can prepare good quality and nice-looking dishes for the holidays, which is very important. And Ruth had a question and a thought at the comments. Yes. So go ahead, Ruth.
Diane, you sound like a wonderful, wonderful chef. And I think that you work as a private chef at times. So how can someone contact you if they would like to hire you as a private chef?
Just call me at 917-975-8622.
Would you repeat that number?
That's 917-975-8622. That's my private, you know, it's my cell phone number.
Perfect.
Okay, fine. And then another question I wanted to ask you. You know, a number of seniors are alone. They don't have family, and they may not even have too many friends. So holidays can be quite depressing, as particularly holidays. And do you have any suggestions for people who are alone?
Well, you have to have spirit.
Right.
You have to put a really nice movie on television, something that will warm your heart. You don't want to watch anything that's going to depress you.
Correct.
And you should make it a point to either, if you're able to make your own favorite meal, whatever it is, you should make your own favorite meal. Or, if you don't want to do that, you can order one out, bring it in, or go out with, you know, go out and order something you like, or have it delivered. And play some music. You know, you can't be depressed. You got to make yourself happy.
I think you have very good advice.
That's the truth. You have to make yourself happy. Somebody's not going to make you happy. Mm-hmm. You have to do it. You have to
be
proactive.
You have to make yourself happy because, let me tell you something, no one else will be able to if you don't make yourself happy.
Right.
Correct.
The other thing, just piggybacking on that and on Ruth's question, is if you have the ability to cook and you enjoy cooking and you are by yourself, there's nothing wrong in making the meal that you like, putting it into five or six different Tupperwares and delivering it to people that you also know will be alone. And it's your favorite turkey or ham or pork, whatever you want to do, with two vegetables and a piece of cake or something, and say, listen, happy holidays. You could create a friendship, or at least you've done something nice.
Yeah, you could reach out and join them.
That's true, too.
You know, five people are going to be alone. You know, reach out to those people and say, hey, let's get together and, you know, and mm-hmm. have a meal together.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you don't have to spend 20 hours with the person, but, you know, just have a meal is very nice.
I agree with you. And that's
I agree,
you know,
too. I also agree.
We had Celia on before, and she's really a community person. She's a legislator from the 2nd District, Celia Bino.
Yes, I was listening to the show.
And that's the kind of thing where, you know, one person has to make the step, the first step. And you're right. That was a great idea, Diane, because next thing you know, you could restart a tradition where you have five or six single people for whatever reason. Next year they're getting together and say, we're going to do it again this year. What am I going to bring?
Exactly. Everyone could bring something.
And then you're not alone anymore.
Right. And you look forward to it. I mean, and then you could do it for other holidays, not just, you know, Hanukkah or Christmas or, you know, you could do it for a weekend. You could do it on the weekend. You don't have to have a reason after that, you know, because now you have a friendship.
The other thing, too, today, which I think really is amazing, is not that we're endorsing people, but Trader Joe's and Costco. And the reason I'm bringing up two places is Trader Joe's has small items, in my mind, that are starters and can be helpful for people who may not like to cook but can use a little bit of a start. And then, of course, a place like Costco where, you know, we talked about the tomatoes before. They sell those heirloom tomatoes, but, you know, it's a large quantity. There's no question about it, but it's very pretty. And I tell people all the time, you go to those places and start your pantry, so to speak.
Yeah.
And not that it's made for you.
There's lots of basic staples that you could keep, and then just when you need to prepare, you go out and you buy your produce, you get your meat, you know. But there's lots of staples. I mean, I always have. Well, I mean, that's my thing. But for someone who doesn't do it all the time, I mean, slowly they can, you know, accumulate the things they need to have on hand, and then they really don't have to run out all the time and say, well, you know, I don't feel like going out, so I'm not going to make that.
Right.
But, yeah. Exactly. But you cook too, John.
Right. No, I do. And I just find it amazing from like 20 years ago. You know, like I work in Jericho.
Uh-huh.
And there's two Indian like supermarkets, but they're huge. You know, stuff that you had to go searching around the world 10 years ago to get seasoning.
You know where else is very good?
Go ahead.
Food Bazaar. Food Bazaar has...
Where is that?
Well, they're in certain areas with a very diversified population.
Okay.
I've noticed. But there is one on Northern Boulevard towards Long Island City. And I think they're opening one, I saw it someplace not, like a little bit closer, but I forgot.
Okay.
And they have a tremendous amount of ingredients as well. But you could look around. You'd be surprised. More people are carrying more ingredients than you would find in a regular grocery store. Even Key Food, I find, has really upped their game on everything because they want the business.
Exactly.
You know, they don't want everybody to go to Fairway. They don't want everybody to go to Whole Foods. They want them to come, you know, there.
Right, and I think another thing, especially, not even for the holidays, but anytime, if people are coming to your house, they're not coming to your house for the meal itself. They're coming because Diane's a lovely lady or Ruth's a good person, and they're coming to sit down and hang out with you. So the first thing is the food truly is secondary. That I try to help.
But it helps.
Of course it helps.
If you're not paying for my company, then don't come.
Right.
And then the other thing is, and this goes back to my mother, if you gave my mother a recipe, and I remember one very distinct one, it called for Kraft mayonnaise or Miracle Whip, one of those.
Oh, ones. I remember that.
And my mother only uses Hellman's. So she was halfway through the recipe and says, I don't use that, and threw everything away then. Because she said, I couldn't make it. I said, why couldn't you make it, Ma? Because it said Kraft, and she only uses Hellman's. That's how letter of the law my mother was.
Right.
I said, Mommy, please. They just meant mayonnaise. Anything would have worked. People have to be willing.
Well, you have to be flexible.
Exactly.
Yes, yes.
And you have to improvise because, you know, that's the way life is.
That's true, too.
And that is the art of cooking.
Yes, it is. Be fearless and never apologize.
Right, it's the truth.
You be charmed for that.
Because at the end of the day, yes, even if you make the greatest meal in the world, it doesn't appeal to everybody.
True.
That's just tough. I mean, you know, you can make a beef Wellington. I don't need it. It makes no difference. I'm not going to knock it.
Exactly.
Like, everybody's going to say it's great. You know, and then you make a broccoli. I think it's delicious. And somebody's going to like, that was it? Broccoli? You know, but the reality is food is meant to be something to be shared. That's really what Diane is going with, and she has the ability, but she's trying to stress everybody can do it because nobody's here to judge you. Just, you know, and take baby steps. Don't go for the beef Wellington the first time you're going to cook something.
You could purchase a lot of things already made if you really, I mean, I know people that just don't cook, and it's fine.
Right.
But, I mean, if you're having company, so cater it, buy it. It doesn't really make a difference, but... You know, you should always keep in mind, though, you know, who you're serving, I feel, because you don't want to order all the same stuff. I mean, you don't want to order lasagna, baked ziti, penne alla vodka,
right.
And you know, linguine with white clam sauce. I mean, you want to put a little variety in there, like you'd maybe want grilled vegetables, a pasta. You know, they might give you ideas, like maybe they have, like, a garlic stick with a dipping sauce. You know, I mean, you can't order all the same thing when you're ordering food.
You should utilize the expertise of the person you're ordering from And you do. Yeah. You do a protein, a starch, and two vegetables, and it's mm-hmm. a basic start.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
You know.
That's true.
I have another great story for you. When ordering in, I have friends that order in very often. But what she does, she takes her serving dishes to the place and has them cook it in her stuff.
And that makes it look more authentic.
And it comes right out of the oven in her, whatever her ironware are. She doesn't use those aluminum things.
Uh-huh.
She has her own, so they'll make the lasagna in her tray.
Yeah, that's great.
Great. They think she cooks it.
And it looks like she made it.
Exactly. And half the time she doesn't tell them she didn't.
Well, you don't have to.
Exactly. When you're using your own stuff, it's the truth.
Unless the food police come.
That's another story. We don't need to go there, Diane. Bottom line, I think what Diane and Ruth and myself are trying to stress this morning is anything goes. Okay, obviously you're not going to go crazy. You know, when you're ordering something, you don't order five pastas.
Mm-hmm.
Think of your guests. You know your guests. If you're inviting them to the house, 9 out of 10 times you know if they have some restriction. And there's nothing wrong with asking somebody. I mean, people ask me all the time. I say, relax. As long as you have a vegetable, I'm fine.
And then a guest can also tell you what their restrictions are.
Of course. If somebody invites you to dinner, they want to make dinner for you. So if you won't eat certain things, say, yeah, I'd love to come, but please, I don't eat fish, or I don't eat pork, or whatever.
And then the person will say, oh, that's what I was planning to make.
Well, that's another story. Then don't come, no.
I have a lot of experience with the gluten-free thing.
Okay. That's a tough one.
That is tough. And there are many people who have gluten-free restrictions.
Yeah, but they make so many gluten-free products now that you just pick up a gluten-free pasta. I mean, they have gluten-free cookies. They have gluten-free crackers. I mean, there's a ton of stuff that's gluten-free. My little grandniece, little Claire, she's little thing, and she is allergic to eggs.
Ah, poor baby.
She can't eat anything with eggs in them, and let me tell you, she hides out like in a second. So, all these things, you have to read your ingredients.
Absolutely.
Right. And you be aware of everybody who's coming.
Everything's on that box these days. So.
I agree. And you got to check it out. I don't believe we're out of time already. I'm just looking at the clock. Diane, I want to thank you so much for being with us this morning. I'm happy things went well yesterday.
I, too, want to thank you.
Oh, Ruth, anytime.
And we'll definitely talk soon. You're listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back.
Happy holidays.
Thanks,
Diane. Happy holidays.